Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Stephen Chan, who is the VP of Business Development and co-founder of ZL Technologies. Stephen manages business development, sales, and marketing for ZL Technologies, and today we're going to talk all about cloud archival and e-discovery. First of all, Stephen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks very much, Peter.
What should a large organization look for in a cloud-based archiving and e-discovery solution?
Well, our view is that any e-discovery solution, archiving solution, whether it's cloud-based or on-premise, should be viewed as sort of the same technology. There should be no compromise by the customer when looking at these solutions. So they should continue to look for things that are sophisticated in terms of the tools and the analytics, the capabilities and performance around scalability, and also being able to go through a large amount of data in addition to various types of data.
Excellent. Now, can you give me a quick overview of what ZL Technologies has going on in this space?
So specific to e-discovery and archiving, what ZL has looked at is found customers having issues with disparate data sets, disparate types of data, and disparate types of tools to work that data. And so what we have pushed forward is the idea of total information governance, where you can capture and ingest any kind of data, including email and files and documents, as well as SharePoint data and loose NSFs, archives, a whole range of messaging and loose data, put it into a single repository, a unified and centralized repository, and against that, perform any number of tasks, such as a common search, setting a common policy for retention, setting things such as supervision or legal holds, and reviewing emails for legal purposes and e-discovery. So all those things can be acted upon just that one archive. What we see when we look at the space, we feel that for customers that are really concerned with their range of data, this type of solution, this idea of total information governance, is very effective.
Good to know. Now, why might a heavily regulated or litigated company choose to perform e-discovery in the cloud?
Well, there's a variety of reasons that a third party, assuming that the two entities are not providing the cloud themselves, but that the third party is used to store and manage the data and the discovery tools. Oftentimes, you have one or more participants in litigation or an ongoing discovery, and one or the other specific groups would not be trusted to be the holder of that data, and so a third party might be brought in. That kind of abstraction and kind of a assumed objectivity by a judge or regulatory body may help to, I guess, not guarantee, but lend itself more to avoidance of tampering.
Now, at eBizQ, we're basically used to seeing, you know, cloud and BI as information and as an advantage. But in a lot of cases, information can work as a disadvantage, correct?
That's right. That's a really good point. I think that when you look at the traditional and history, sort of the historic view of archiving and how e-discovery has applied to ESI or electronically stored data, the concern has always been, well, what should I save? With a default notion of, well, the more that I save, the more my liability is going to be. If I don't have it, then I can't be called upon it. And that has been true for a long time, but I think that kind of idea of business intelligence or data as a disadvantage is still around in the industry. But if you look at the new tools today and the new technologies, they have a very broad and sweeping ability, almost instantaneous ability, to identify what your liabilities may be in your records, your corpus. With that kind of tool, a company would be able to, instead of hiding their head in the sand and just saying, well, if it's not there, if I don't have it, it won't hurt me. It really looks at the idea that, hey, say, for example, email is very commonly a business record. It's typically a transactional data type. So you're not the only one that will have that copy. So just because you don't have it doesn't mean somebody else doesn't. And so what happens is oftentimes the regulators or even the litigators will go and look at multiple sources, and they will find ultimately a copy of that data that may be have deleted yours, but the other individual, the other participants, may not have deleted theirs. And so instead of you having knowledge of this potential smoking gun, you now only have the say of the your opponents that they have it, and you have no idea what to do with that. And so that's kind of looking at, if you have the right tool in place and you do save all your data, now you know your hand. Now you know, should I fight or flee? Am I going to settle when I do my initial meet and confer? What is my negotiating, what's my position for negotiating? How strong is my position? And I think that that is becoming more and more prevalent. And one sort of example of that is with the SEC, a lot of our customers are seeing where the SEC examiners or the regulators are going to two different banks for the same conversation. And they will compare the results from either bank and look at who has less or who is missing certain data. So they're doing a strict diff, or what we would call a compare, between the data sets. And if you are the bank with less data, they're going to start scratching their head and asking questions of you. So it's certainly not something that's just a passive trend. It's certainly an active trend where groups are looking at both sides of the table.
Very interesting. Now, in terms of trends, what do you see for the future of cloud archiving and e-discovery?
Well, cloud is all going to continue to provide a lot of the benefits, I think, that proponents have always spoken of, which is a lower TCO, less resources, and less management overhead for the companies that utilize cloud. I think the challenge will always be to ensure that the solutions are of equal and similar capabilities as the on-premise solutions, which I don't feel that there's any reason for there to be any difference. The trend going forward will be this. I think that you see, especially in this economic climate, you have a lot of companies which are having difficulty, or not difficulty, but are really focusing on their costs. And because of that, cloud computing makes a lot of sense for them. But once they make that decision, once that sort of, let's say, for example, it's cost in this case that gives them that impetus to get over the edge and say, okay, we're going to go cloud. What we've seen is once they decide to go cloud in any fashion, maybe initially it's just storing a little data out there. The application is still internal, but they're using cloud computing or cloud storage to store the data. It's actually a very small hump for them to go over and push everything out there. Once you've made that trust switch and you're trusting the data outside, you're going to push all that. Why don't I get the full benefit of application services? And why don't I get the full benefit of pushing all my resources out into the cloud and then minimizing the footprint down in my data center? And so I see that trend moving forward. And obviously, it's going to take traditional scope where more conservative firms are going to take a slower path, and the smaller firms are going to adopt more quickly, which we're seeing today.
I agree with you fully. This is Peter Schoff speaking with Stephen Chan of ZL Technologies. Thank you so much for joining me today, Stephen.
Thanks so much, Peter.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.